Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Are you one of those people that doesn't like to go to the gym, or you look into the free weight room and you kind of wince a little because that's really not where you want to be? You don't like the smell or schlepping to the, you know, to the health club? Well, you can work out at home. There are so many things that you can have in your home without needing some big, huge, expensive gym. My guest is celebrity personal trainer Joel Harper. Welcome to the show, Joel. So let's speak about working out at home.
I'm a big believer in working out at home. I think it's great because you save time, it's very easy, and it's right in front of you, and you have no excuses. Because I find people don't work out a lot of the times because they're really, really busy. So I try to get people working out at home because you have those no excuses, and I want to get you in the best shape possible.
Well, and you know, as I told you, I'm an exercise physiologist and an in-home trainer. So I've been going to people's homes for 25 years and working with them. And I've thought to myself, some of them have had really nice gyms, Joel, and some of them have had nothing but a few bands and some, you know, weights, a couple of dumbbells. What is your first, best, favorite equipment that if someone wants to have at home that they should have?
Inflatable ball. There's so many different exercises you can do with it with balance, and I like these small ones. They're really inexpensive, and they're 9 inches. They're small, and they're great. You can do a lot of different movements with them. You can do abs. You can do inner thighs. You can do your arms. There's a variety of exercises, and they're really cheap, and you can pack them in your suitcase if you're traveling.
You can. I love the ball planking. Love having my patients go on the ball and try and moving them around, get them a little unstable so that they're doing their planking. What else? What's your second favorite?
The next one is I'm big on a Velcro trimming belt. They are one size fits all. They go around your waist, and a lot of people don't like them. A lot of trainers are like, oh, they're a waste of time. You don't need them. What I use them for, I get all my clients to use them, and a lot of the guys are like, I'm not putting that on, but it works. How it works is you put on a T-shirt, you put it on top of it. It just wraps around your waist. It's Velcro, and it's adjustable, and it tightens. So what it teaches people, a lot of people think their core is tight when they're working out and they're just hanging out there. So it's a monitor, and you got to use it to your advantage. So you got to always be pulling your stomach away from the belt. It also warms up your lower back area, which I find a lot of people have really tight lower backs. It helps you loosen your hips up, and it helps you stretch that area up while it's heating, using your body temperature to heat up.
Okay, so we've got an inflatable ball. We've got a Velcro belt. What is your next third thing?
I'm big, as you said before, on bands. I think it's great because they have all different tensions, all different sizes, thicknesses, so you can move up and move down very, very easily. And I love the ones that have that one set of handles, and you stick the bands inside the handles. I think those are great because you can change it out for different body parts. It's a great way to, there's a great exercise I do with all my clients that's called a butt blaster. You come into all fours and you hook one of those on one of your heels and you kick your heel back. It will burn.
You like to kick your heel back, not up, just for the listeners to picture this in their head. You're kicking your heel back, straight back.
Yes, when you're in all fours, you hook the handles on your hands. You rest one knee on the ground. You hook the other band around your foot and you kick straight back.
Great. Those are
great. Your abs active the whole time.
Your abs active and such a good gluteal exercise. Number four for me.
I am big on foam pads for balance because I'm really, really love getting people to work with balance because a lot of people, they have really good balance and they don't. And the older we get, the more likely we are to lose our balance and to hurt ourselves. So I'm big on foam pads, whether it be round ones, oblique ones. They're all different sizes and it's kind of good to mix them up and they're great to balance on.
Well, the American College of Sports Medicine has issued a new recommendation on quality and quantity of exercise, and for the first time, they've included flexibility and neuromuscular training. So there you go with your balance training. That's such a great way, especially to work with older people. I get some young ones, Joel, who say, I don't need to do that, and then you stick them on a foam pad and go, really? You know.
Exactly.
I love doing that.
Exactly.
What's number five for you, darling?
I'm big on workout DVDs because a lot of people need the motivation and they need to be educated at the same time, because a lot of people work the same muscles over and over again just out of habit, and it's just because it's easy. But I'm big on getting a workout DVD. Most top trainers have them, and they're great to do at home and to mix your workouts up. And you need that motivation. Sometimes you just don't feel like working out, and if you pop the DVD in, it gets you going. And, you know, otherwise you would have stopped at 10 minutes. Sometimes they get you go to 20 minutes, 25, and you get a little bit longer of a workout.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I got you there, because I hear you, because when for a little while there, my own workouts, I tried those Billy Blanks Tybos, like the five-minute one. Those ones kicked my ass.
And like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was awesome. They felt, you know, I mean, it was just a lot of fun. It was something really different. So that's a great one. Now, what's your favorite piece of cardiovascular equipment, Joel?
Stairs. Everybody has them, and they're free. And they're great. Is walking up and down the stairs, I think, is a great way to get exercise. And a really good exercise, Melanie, is to put your left foot up, two steps up, and then do kick-ups. So you just step up and step right back down. And I teach people, whenever they're doing any kind of cardio, to pretend that the surface they're on is a piece of glass. Because I hear people pounding all the time and using their joints, and I want them to get to use their muscles. So it kind of shifts their mindset. So they pretend that it's glass, and it really helps them focus on their muscles and really floating up and down as opposed to pounding down. So I think running up and down the stairs, walking up and down the stairs is a great way to get a good workout. And living in New York, I live in a 60-story building, so I make all my clients walk up the stairs.
Rock on. I love that. Try and make everybody walk up the stairs. Now, what about if you had to buy a piece of cardiovascular equipment, or someone asks you, what do they want? Do you like a recumbent bike? Do you like a treadmill? Do you like an elliptical? What is your favorite piece of equipment?
I like the treadmill the best. Because in New York City winters, it's really nice to have, and there's a lot of variety you can do with it. You can work sideways, you can work backwards. There's a really good mix that you can throw onto a basic treadmill and get a really good workout.
I love my treadmill, you know, and I made a vow to myself, Joel, after having my first or second baby, that I would not watch TV at all unless I was on my treadmill. So all
That's
of
great.
My TV watching takes place on the treadmill, whatever show I want to catch up on. So it's a great way. Now, what do you think about interval training, high-intensity interval training, the new kind of really HIIT training, working it out hard and then kind of taking it down, working it out hard? What do you think?
I love it for the right person. I'm big on variety because you want to work every muscle from every single angle. I'm also big on stretching. So I throw a few stretches in there because you want to lengthen the muscles at the same time. Because a lot of people have muscle imbalance, and I try to balance them all out. Because if we sleep on our side all night long, if you're a girl and carry a purse, if you carry a backpack, your muscles are going to be a little bit out of balance. So I try to teach people to do interval training, but also to realize where their tension is in their body, to get rid of it right away, so that when they do go exercise, they can get the most out of each exercise.
And what do you like for pure calorie burning, Joel? What do you like? Do you like weight training? Do you like cardio, high intensity? What do you like for pure burning of the calories?
I love running. It's a great way just to get out, and I love doing it in different cities, is just to get out and go for a really good run.
Okay, so running, which is really something great. You have any particular shoes you like people to wear?
I kind of switch it up. I use a variety of different shoes. Right now, I'm loving these Asics that I have. They're great because I have high arches, so they fit my feet really well. And it really depends on the person. I teach people to find shoes that work best for them. And the first time they wear them, they're like, oh, my God, I'm going to go out and have a big, long run. I teach people, Melanie, to do just a simple one-mile run and then kick it back for the next day. Just make sure they fit your feet properly, because the worst is having problems with your feet. And in New York City, we're on our feet all day long. Most people nowadays are very active, so comfortable shoes are key.
They absolutely are key. In 10 seconds, best advice for working out at home?
Consistency. The bottom line is being very, very consistent. I'd rather them get 10-minute workouts in as opposed to an hour workout one day a week. I'd rather them do short, really 10-minute workouts every single day and work a different body part from every different angle.
That is great advice. And if you want more advice on exercise and fitness, check out our show by the American College of Sports Medicine called Train Your Body. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Have a great day, and let's all stay well.